pour the wine and order the pizza, because this week's discovery moves in with a lovable human-like chimp. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. No trip to the local zoo is complete without a visit to some of the primates. They're cute and playful and always entertaining to watch. Talk to Me by author T.C. Boyle tells the story of one of these clever primates and the researchers who made him a part of their own unusual little family. The story explores language and humanity with bored college student Amy. One night, while she's watching TV in her cramped apartment, she sees animal behaviorist Guy Schermerhorn and his chimp, Sam. Fascinated by Sam's use of language, she applies to become Guy's assistant, but her position becomes more than just a job. She moves in with Guy and Sam and builds a life with both of them. But when Guy's work comes into question and Sam is taken away, Amy has to choose between her relationship with the man and her relationship with a chimp. Of course, anyone who's had a pet that became more like family will understand Amy's struggle. After all, imagine if your beloved pug could talk to you. Wouldn't that make your relationship even stronger than it already is? There's just something fascinating about Sam, about his playfulness, his affection, and the way in which he seems to fit right in with the family at the ranch house. It's not hard to understand why Amy was so taken with him from the start. His antics are often amusing, his friendliness appealing. Underneath it all, though, there's also something melancholy about Sam's experiences, something uneasy about the whole story. Sam is incredibly intelligent, able to communicate. He lives in a nice house and enjoys pizza and cocktail hour. But despite the comfortable surroundings, he's not truly free. He's trained to be cute, because it helps Guy keep his funding. But he's locked inside, or kept on a lead if he leaves the house. If his natural chimp instincts ever come through, he's locked in his room. And when the program falls apart, things get much darker and more troubling for this lovable experiment. But is it worth moving in with Sam and his family? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Though Sam's story has its share of silly, lighthearted moments, Talk to Me isn't the lovable, fun-filled romp that you might be expecting. And as Sam's story plays out, you might find yourself more troubled than entertained. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Talk to Me by T.C. Boyle is 309 deceptively disturbing pages long and is available from Echo. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.